So today
we will continue, and that makes me very happy to be able to continue with these teachings. And so I guess I want to divide today's class into like four different topics. And the first of these is really recognizing, like having a feeling, being happy at our human existence. So here, recognizing how precious the opportunity, what a fortunate opportunity we have, talking about that a little bit. And then we will maybe meditate for a little bit, reflect on that, and then continue a bit in this text, and then finally go back to the again, the sixfold cause and effect method for generating bodhicitta. We were on the point of repaying the kindness of our mother, so continue a little bit with that, and then we'll do questions at the end. So here, it's important that we have a kind of feeling of being happy at being a human. I mean, we have this existence as a human, and we should recognize how fortunate it is. We should really have a sense of happiness at that. And the way that we do that, the way that we give rise to such a feeling, is thinking about the kind of reasons. Like if we think about the other types of birth that we could take rather than being a human. Like say, for example, we were to be born as an an animal. We could just imagine the kind of suffering existence that that would entail. Like, let alone clothes. Like, you basically have to go around without anything like that and without any sort of place to stay. We don't have a house or a home. You have to endure the elements. Like, however hot it might be, you have to deal with that. However cold it might be, you have to deal with that. You have to have this kind of search for food, constantly looking for enough to keep yourself sustained. And there's also, like, the danger of being eaten by other animals. You never know when you could be attacked or eaten by others. And so reflecting upon, like, what it would be like to be born in such an existence, what we would have to experience in terms of that suffering, when we reflect like that, we can see the life that we have as a human being is something that is quite fortunate. We are free of those types of suffering.
अनि दिने तांजु मिले के भरे त मिले के भरे ते मि के सा युति तांजु कालन सि छुं दे यो के मि दोर के यो खशे छि अनि देसा तुरु ने सिं के देसा या बुरे यो मारे अनि मि दो खशे छि अनि कला भरे साया थुने कम बो योरे तिन्जे के यु चो को देसुला तांजु छु के यो मारते के मे वय दु खोसुला त्वना मन त मनजु मिते छि पर रेता Imbayana Manzo, Kunzu Nation Gachin and Yongo Mindu, till I consoled to us and Tazul, meet Tazul Tenant, Manzu Peki Buresha, some what digic sound down with that.
So, that we don't have that kind of like suffering, like say of what an animal has, is quite fortunate. And we have been born as a human, but not only have we been born as a human, but we have been born in a place where there isn't like really intense, abject kind of suffering. There are certain humans who are born into terrible kinds of conditions where it's really impossible to find, say, even adequate shelter or have enough food to eat, have enough to drink, be able to find somewhere to like live even. So we can see that some humans are, even though they are born, we are the same as in being human, we are in conditions that are much superior to those, say, where you're not able to find enough to eat or drink or have to sustain all kinds of difficulties. So we should reflect upon the kind of fortune that we have, even among the types of humans.
Dad. Yang anzu zhuo mi nang luo la da tie zuo le ma qi bei la anzu zhuo de a da qi sa ge da tie zuo ge gang a quan ne me zuo qi li jie bei yin bei na yang da di sa zhe di nang luo yang gang a ka ruo shen de ma bu zhi gang anzu mo zhu qi gang a xi hu ai gang a ge xi han san ye mo zhu ani ge ka xie le nian gang a xu qin bu ka xie le ani ge chu gang a xu qin bu On that dig in Nam, the mock troop, that shoot, that dungeon walk, and there's a car, handsome, from the yogi, down to draw me mumble, jury. That is you down a man's chin at two, Maradi, two, me, and do, that's all consulate there in the town, so pay Kiburisha, some.
So here, again, if we are born, say, in one of those kinds of situations where we have very few favorable conditions, like even if we have been born as a human, but it's somewhere where we can't get adequate food or shelter or anything like that, it's really quite a great deal of suffering. We should reflect upon what a fortunate situation we have by comparison. And even among those sorts of humans that maybe are in a place where you have enough in society, you have adequate resources and so forth, they can be plagued by various different kinds of difficulties like war and other sorts of like disease and other kinds of troubles. And we really are fortunate in that we have not been born in a place where we suffer so extremely from those kinds of acute difficulties that we should reflect upon the fact that we are really should be happy at the kind of human existence, the kind of life that we have right now by comparison.
Jesus came here chanting and was ota. He said, Jagab Chashavella, Jagab Janunan, top shishu. That the day chicken and I get every day. Did they do Nazola Gang, Dachi, Sububi Chani Chavana, Tan Nazar Pujaka, and the Tandamindua? And he, and so so to put them gay, and it did take any, Nalon and Kay Mindua. Mio Yembe, Dachi,
And in addition, like all of us who are here, we have really been born into one of the most kind of powerful countries in the world at this time. We have really greatly favorable conditions. And so when we look at this, when we look at our kind of situation that we say don't have the sort of abject difficulties or poverty, or at this very moment, we are not maybe in some great kind of grave illness, reflecting on that, we should really feel a sense of happiness. Like if you have all of these favorable good conditions, but you don't feel happy about it, it's like, well, why wouldn't you feel happy about the kind of situation that you're in? So really reflecting upon the sort of favor or fortune that we have, we should feel happy about it. So here, if we really reflect on it, we can see that we have a very sort of happy situation right now. The kind of conditions that we have are such that we should feel a kind of happiness about this. When we think about the ways that we suffer, we can suffer in terms of our body and our mind. And when it comes to physical suffering, we've made a great deal of advancement in our society. Like, science is really able to deal with a lot of our physical ailments. We have great experts and so forth. So, like, if you have an issue, have a problem, you can seek out someone to ask questions. Scientists are constantly sort of pushing the boundaries of what they know in order to be able to deal with our physical ailments and our kind of physical sufferings. So although they're not able to totally eliminate them, we could say that like 70-80%, like, science is able to really remove our physical kind of suffering. And then when we look at the kind of mental suffering, when we look at the various methods, really these days it's widely renowned that Buddhism is one of the best methods, the best kind of tools to be able to achieve mental happiness. It even has gained some kind of renown for that in the world. And we have the fortune to be able to meet with the Buddha's teachings. And not only have we met with the Buddha's teachings, but we are able to encounter a being who is like a Buddha, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and receive teachings in all kinds of different ways. I mean, these days we have the ability to listen to teachings online of all different kinds. We can hear about sort of Theravada teachings and Mahayana and Vajrayana, and all of these various things are available. And many of you here have had the opportunity to listen to teachings by Geshe Sopa, to listen to teachings by Tri Rinpoche, to listen to teachings by all of these various masters. And this is something that is extremely fortunate. This is such a kind of precious situation that we have right now. And if we think about it, if we reflect on it, it's really impossible not to feel happy about the kind of great fortune that we have in not just having a human birth, but having encountered such precious teachings, such methods to be able to achieve mental happiness, eliminate our mental suffering.
Ta niwa ti kares na ta nga to samta nga kibu yi samata nga keba samui sambege sosuge nga chiyorwa oda di to la ani nga kibu yi sambe nga te ta nga keba yi sambu yi sambe nga te kang la ani to samta nga kibu yi kinga ta nga keba samui samata nga ge ani to skom jangi kama chik chega skom jayenda kawa kum.
So then reflecting in this way, really when we reflect like this, it's able to make our mind more sort of expansive and calm. So reflecting on what a sort of happy and fortunate situation, we should sort of like expand our minds, thinking about this way that like I have such an incredibly fortunate, good situation, kind of placing the mind on that, having reflected, let's meditate for a few minutes.
Thank you. That in enda is shunkinema shun trail, kasante.
So then we'll continue from where we were last time.
Ni jet to some young dang, simply pure tapa chat, tongue it simply pure social simply, tapa chevre, segeti tola kissing, drum shamba, and a peck yaw, drum shamba, what dig it drum tea, and it. I'm going to go to the next one. 아마
So here then last time we had talked about in relation to this verse with mindfulness, awareness and heedfulness constantly guard the gateways of your senses again and again three times both day and night examine the flow of your thoughts and so in relation to this we talked about the story of an example of one of the great Kadampa Geshes, Kadampa Master Ben Kungyal, who Ben Kungyal had this way of practicing, you know, like placing those stones. But as a sort of precursor to that, when he was younger, Ben Kungyal was actually a thief. He sort of went around stealing from various people and actually was doing this to the point where he had a reputation throughout the area of being a thief. And so here to begin the story, this he was sort of like one day hiding, kind of like waiting maybe to steal from somebody or something, and there was a mother who was walking along, and so he starts walking along with his mother, and they're sort of just like walking together and chatting, and she explains to him, you know, oh, I'm feeling really scared, you know, because, and he's like, well, why are you so scared? And she says, well, because I might run into this guy Ben Kungyal, and so this is the sort of setup.
Sutim Gavastar, Nama Pekungarva, Mindela, Sutim Gavastar. And it did you la? And it comes on Ginea, Tuxi Yako, Tawacha Kamaya, Sayata Tonya Tesupe, Gumbochunda, Gumbochundu, Tama Kuma Jeva, the Kumishi Yorola, Kumishi Peng and Bayora, and Niziko, Mizanjila, Kuma Jagatoto, Kuma de Stagato, Kuma de Jagato, Dugi. Peggy Mizandi Nana Chingi, and Chalusa, Chalusagi, Kumatinde, Reg Kumatinde, Da Marta Tinde, Dosa Tinde Yola, Da Chalusa Kumadina Lapat in the spiritual of what you da Guma Jara, the desert of what you do, Lamsanta, or Tavachin, Guma Jame, but Tamsha, but a good tendua. Tell to Lamsan, get down the coheta, Begum Javarin. Mishotas. Karjaya dosa sana, bekerja apa kuma jigo dosa. Kalau lakukan yang pada digi, ia pada tidak jujur. Tapi bekerja apa kuma jigo dosa. Tapi misho, asalnya tak mih kuma jigo, kuma jaga dosa. Tidak jago.
So here, as this woman was explaining, like how terrified she was that she might encounter Ben Kungyal and that he might like steal everything that she's carrying on her back, and she's explaining this to him as she still does not know that the person she's with is Ben Kungyal himself. And so when he then reveals to her and says, "Well, actually, I am Ben Kungyal," this woman gets so scared that she just dies right there out of fear, and it's like. At that moment, Ben Kungyal realized that, like, his name was even enough to kill somebody. Like, he had become so of bad repute that even hearing his name was enough to terrify somebody and kill them, and giving rise to a great deal of regret at his actions and how he had acted for all of this time, stealing and so forth, he decides that, you know what, I need to practice the Dharma, like I'm going to change my life. And at that point, he then goes and meets with Gumbawa and Potawa, various Kadam Geshes, and from them, he then receives ordination and receives the name Tsutrim Gyalwa, which is his ordained name, but although he is renowned as Ben Kungyal, which was his name prior to ordination. And so at the time, he'd become ordained, and he's trying to begin to practice. And it was really difficult, though, to get food from people. I mean, it was rare. And so, again, he has all of these imprints of bad activities, of having stolen for so long, having been a thief, that he goes, and he, like, goes into a household and sees where they have, like, all their tea and various butter and things, and is reaching to go steal something. He wants to just grab some food and take it. And then all of a sudden, he realizes, like, wait, I'm a monk, these are my vows. And so he grabs his own arm and, like, yells out, like, hey, there's a thief here. And so the whole family comes running, like, to see what's going on. And of course, he's grabbing his own right hand with his left hand, like, grabbing onto himself as the thief. And so this is the way that Ben Kungyal is sort of transformed from being a thief, someone who was stealing for his livelihood, into a monk and someone who was very aware of his mind.
What did it talk about? Namsan, Tangamagi, Tamjasha, what attention, Kumatamokoche, Tinea, Paranjalo, and then Yamneyamo, what change the Tachi, Shushu, Yamneyamo, Cheni, and the Cassin, Yashu Nation, and he killing Sim Yaga Carlesu, Chawa Yaga Carchamba, Sim Nana, two carcosum, Lega two carcheso, and Tanga Jap to the Che, Tanga Japsen, and the Kurangi, Yahoo Chesona. Do a some do a some tang cheni, lega do a chessona, a tongue and chum do, sang in a cheni, messy, some and you watch it. Some tamjasha, lega yahoo chessona, oh, a pay of a chesha, and this sang in a cheni, mutun, till a hago mojuna, and in a mutun, che, something, and a social lega yahoo chavatilla, and the chess with young cowcom, a pay of chumsha, some cowcom, what did the chevo with that?
So this was the way that someone like Ben Kungya, who had all of these sort of predispositions, habituation to engaging in stealing and so forth, began to transform through really practicing, applying himself to practice, like what I had explained last time, the story of how he would examine his actions at the end of the day and sort of place pebbles in piles, sort of counting up the good and bad actions. And if he had more good actions, he would sort of praise himself, like one hand goes to the other and praise himself as Tsultrim, his monastic name, like, oh, Tsultrim, you did so well. And if he had more negative kind of actions that he had done, he would chastise himself as Ben Kungyal, like, hey, you did really badly today, Ben Kungyal. And so in this way, he, you know, we too, in the evenings, we can examine what we have done throughout the day, like looking at those things that we know are negative actions and feel some kind of regret, try to make the pledge going forward. Well, from tomorrow, I'm going to try to refrain from that action. And if we've done things that we feel good about, that we know are positive actions, we rejoice, we should feel some kind of joy at those and think, I'm going to continue to try to engage in that sort of practice. In this way, we should evaluate our minds daily.
What this way did, that thing something to do the shaver in Bena, bad thing, Manzula, but the sick to Porto Lanciava, the Porto Lanciava. That Carle was not, Dag Neva, so soon Neva did, military looking out of Tinsan, so soon Neva the Miller Lam was here to Zuzilata. Nee, Shojipanda at the Shake Carson, Dag Neva the Miller Lam Larata, and Neva disasters and Lam Larry, in that and they get to Zulamanzula. 칼치고선 소소히 예바티 미수치람
The next verse in my numbering is verse six. It says, "Reveal your own shortcomings, but do not seek out others' errors. Conceal your own good qualities, but proclaim those of others." So here it would seem that like these days we follow the exact opposite of that. Most people are trying to hide their own shortcomings at any kind of cost. We don't want to show when we have done something wrong or if we have been at fault in some way, if we have some kind of shortcoming. We are often always really trying to hide them, not to say what we have done wrong to others. At the same time, on the other hand, we seek out others' errors. So here, again, these days it seems like we act in the opposite of this, whereas it would be better to just be open and honest about our own faults, sort of upfront and not concealing our own shortcomings. Instead, we seek out others' errors, others' shortcomings. Like when we see between countries, for example, they look at others and are like, well, this was your fault, this was your problem. And are not really willing to look at themselves. Instead, they're just putting the blame on others, like, oh, it's not my fault, it's you who did this. And we see the way in which our world generally works the exact opposite of this. It's actually quite difficult these days to act in this way, because we see that most of the time people act in the exact opposite. They're always trying to hide their own faults and only seek out the errors or faults of others.
That's it, man. What a diggy, Nama Shojigi, Labja Jatan Tedan, knitting sang and Zuki Chilu Chetanti, over that, no, that in the chat every, him by Duta, Kagi Yagato, that Shojig Sumed Yagatuna, and Jebuchet Tigan Tore. And it thinks and rang and Azuru Dutan Tinder Yayana, and Taran Traeva, the Tidicini, Takuan to Sumer. That he walked to Omatilla, Tagging and Deb Bachashi, singing in the Tabracha. No disundua, lion duke, the name you did, Michelin, Lucky Miela, the dog you did, Baja Shensi, so so gay, you did Kazu, Yoena, Mila, Samoa Chenig, Mila, Shem, Maris, Tim by Imbaina, and so so long, my cat and tata, that the day Mongochi gave you are Imbaindu, and so soon you did my bellish ass. Tim Michel Tagi, Shinji, you did, and him Dagra Chansi, Rani Shembe, and him Minari. カレーバイタとはすんじゃカレーな。こんじょうぐいんで、ね、や、ちょんじょうじれみな、んで、ちょんじょうじれみな、これは言ってていいよりだ。これは言ってていてていてていいよりし、あれ見切れば、ジャーグレーすんだろ。だったんで、ツルカレーレーレーって言われ、マラワマランスたんで、ツルラ、あれ、だが言うんで、ジャーシャシーするだろ。だってんさんに、ツルラ、ね、ロプタティチェイ。ね、ね、げ、あれ、トリムのプランディチミ。ね、にゃんにゃんディサイ。
말아냐면 So here, Joel Atisha's advice is really basically the opposite of the way that we normally act. And so we need to evaluate the sort of way that things are in our society, the way that people normally do things, of like proclaiming their own qualities and hiding their own shortcomings and so forth. Is that really a good way of being? Or is Atisha's advice better? Like, we need to decide this for ourselves based upon evaluating it. And so here, the next part of this verse then says, conceal your own good qualities, but proclaim those of others. So if we have good qualities, we don't really need to proclaim them to others. We don't need to put them out there for others. It isn't something like we need to sort of announce to everybody that we have certain qualities. That really isn't the kind of advice that is being given here. But rather, we should be sort of humble and not always kind of putting out our own good qualities. Instead, we should proclaim those of others, like whoever it is, human or any other type of being who has some kind of a quality. We should celebrate that. We should sort of proclaim that to others and appreciate that. And so here, again, this is really contrary to our way of being. For the most part these days, the way that we act is to really proclaim our own qualities, like, oh, I studied at such and such a school, I've had this and this experience, and we really put that out there, announce that to everybody, the kind of qualities and things that we see about ourselves, whereas it's much more difficult for us to be praising or exclaiming the qualities of others. It's the way our society is, it tends to put us where we're like sort of proclaiming our own qualities. And again, this is something where we should examine and see what works out better, the way that our society tends to do things, or the kind of advice that Atisha is giving here to really conceal our qualities but yet reveal our shortcomings. Yeah, this doesn't matter whether we are Eastern or Western or Northern or Southern, wherever we might be. It seems like today's society is such that it's more the opposite of what here Atisha is giving us as advice. So the following verse reads then, forsake wealth and ministrations, at all times relinquish gain and fame. So here, when it comes to various activities, particularly like, for example, explaining the Dharma, if I take that as an example, one shouldn't be explaining the Dharma for material gain in order to get wealth. Like, I shouldn't be giving these kinds of explanations with the desire to get rich from it. or alternatively to get some sort of like reverence, respect, ministrations here it's translated as, but yeah, some sort of respect or reverence from others. It's not like one is looking to get a high position from doing that, but rather with something like explaining the Dharma, we shouldn't have those kinds of motivations. Instead, it should be a recognition that, well, this is something that is able to benefit others. It can relieve their sufferings, the sufferings in this life and even beyond that in future lives. And so because this is something so beneficial, I'm going to explain it to others. And so our intention shouldn't be, particularly when it comes to Dharma activities, to gain some kind of wealth or ministrations, but rather with a sincere altruistic kind of motivation. That's, for me, I make silly, it, like, in relation to me, but applies to others as well.
Ane tari nga dilatso yunghe diyan ta yunghe yandu mayon kongne nga nga dilatso mayon kongne nga sanuk mangbotan yirwa, mangbotan yirwa. Ane yindu ta chwe shetu ki, ane tiga toya tinte rewe, ane tinte marwe si, konsura nga dung nusu kasi ti mita, mi shinda la kasi ti mba. Ote yindu, tinte kuna yu marwe, sosu maa shiye, duk shiye maa tope, tinte tiga toya tinte chiye te keke yu marwe si. Tinte la sunga, tinte yindu pi simpe kawra si.
Here again, like explaining this in relation to my own sort of situation where it says like forsake wealth and ministrations. So here, for example, I didn't become a monk in order to get wealthy. We're not necessarily able to give up our desire for wealth or for like respect and reverence from others completely, but we can try as much as we are able to make sure that our intention isn't focused on just gaining that. After I became a monk, I first became a monk in 1987, and then in 1989 was able to go to Lhasa and see the statue of the Jol, and there outside of the temple it said that there's this rock, and it's like and I'm forgetting the term in English, like when we do a fire and you have the thing to like a blower, is it? The bellows, yeah. So a bellows, this rock is sort of shaped like a bellows. So it's called in Tibetan the Bipan rock. It's said that like whatever sort of prayer you make outside on that rock, it will be accomplished in this life. This is the way that the teachers would tell us. So when I went there, even as a new monk, I didn't like pray to become really wealthy in this life, but I really prayed to be able to do Dharma well. And this is the kind of prayer that I'm hoping to achieve in this lifetime. And so here, when I was thinking about coming here and had the opportunity to sort of learn about what the teachings were like here, I was very happy to learn that it was not a situation where people need to pay to be able to access the Dharma. Again, teaching and being able to give the Dharma freely without any sense of like doing it in order to get money or doing it to get wealthy, that's really the way that it is meaningful. And so I feel very fortunate to have the kind of conditions to be able to sort of still accomplish that and kind of carry out that sort of prayer that I had made there and be able to do the Dharma, teach the Dharma and give the Dharma in a way that isn't tied up with wealth or getting a good name or something like that.
Kenta tatu pangra chas, tindu ta king seda cha sen nidwa, king seda zodi, magyata redwa, ta sosu yundeta with tala, tibuchigla meva yenaya, and nigga didig kigla pujiwa nashi, did the jikshiwi, some sort of chase dwa, o dila, a king ba, said re, yunde, tichigla mena yunde chimbushiwa, yuveg number of steni, and a bird genitab, and so.
Here, then, I'll make slight tweaks in the translation. When it says here, then, at all times, relinquish gain and fame. The word here is actually more like a sense of arrogance, kind of like a sense of pride. So when we have pride, can be sort of various different sorts, but this, where it's referring to this arrogance, it's really like it's an inflated sort of sense. So like if we have some small quality, but we think of it as being something really big and important, this is the kind of arrogance that we should give up, or the kind of pride that we should give up. It's often described as being like this inflated sense, like when you inflate a balloon. Okay, maybe you have a little bit of a quality, but you're trying to sort of project it as being something much larger. Or if you have a great quality, trying to project it as even larger than it is. That kind of inflated sense of self, of pride, is something that we should always abandon or give up. And then where it says, at all times relinquish gain, or sort of that arrogance, and then fame. Here, this is in terms of our intention, our motivation for whatever kind of work we are doing. We shouldn't do it for wanting to get famous, wanting to have like our reputation spread around. We can see again the way that people operate these days is often for wanting to be recognized, wanting to have that kind of fame. Like they do things in order to make sure, just so that lots of people see it and so forth. But if we have that happen, okay, that's fine, we become famous. But we really should not be doing whatever work we are doing for the purpose of getting famous. We should really be doing it for a proper intention.
What did you get that? Kimbatan, Anienta, D, Nid Yonge, Legati, and 아니 그냥 마치스 두 따도 방어차스 두 따도 내가 또 마치스 어디 대수 전에 두 따도 방어차스 뭐다 뒤 나람 속에 가지 매드 남산 망토 말하고 이나 그리 그리 삼무대 대랑게 체도랑 내가 또 마치스 내가 제 내 도스도 아 니다 도요나 개요 말아 나 나자 지에요 말다 윤데 소소를 가리 요데 요 삼성지 마도 매월에 요 도자친 응원했다 지금 주저시와 원디리 다디 원하 간다스나 되바 중심 초하시던 셀라 텐도 소마차스 되바 중심 아니 초하시바 어디 니제 되원아 셀라 텐도 소아 생각다 디 준제 숨다래도 아 다 되바 중심이디 아니 소소라 다 배차샤바이나 아니 캄바도 주요바이나 아니 캄바디 다다다 뒤에 들고 오르대 이나야 미신다 캄바디는 뭐지 통 뒤에 지게 뒤에 통 아 대한 뒤 말아 주로 지나 좀 대바시에 줘라 아니 대바시에 줘 어디지게 대바 아니 숙침부 마시스 아니 이제 다 즉 소소라 다다 렌저 주요바이나 아니 다가랑 직선 맞아 배게 디앙 중나 삼상게 디데게 도바치부 마지 예수오레 아니 초아시바스게 디 가르스나 소소나 가르 여바치기 아니 마도베 디는 학과지 양교 아니 지 양교 자조 야고 마지 예수오 다 대조 조데 고알레 오르스나 라토 중마다 숭고르 다로 라토 중마다 라토 중마데나 아니 최고 남숨 나 요제 죽숨 세조레 다 조데 최고 남숨레 마도 그때 제일 사람에게 네가 가서 돌려던 때도 매때 아 사고 먹고 맞아 쇼시 예수 숨고래 다 되는 신경 말한 줘 있다 간다고래다 아 배주 사니에 잡지 이마이나 너네 배주 사고 그러더라 배주 사고에 도신은 너네 배주 사고래 아니 뒤집 받쳐내기 다른 뒤도 다른 뒤도서는 너네 고모 무고모 봄지기나 ana takaran tiki tuusi chena yaget wea kena yungu marwata yaget wea sikeyo mare peju sake gari jimbe na ane ti sabu gore ta sayag gulung di karche gore sena ane nge ti peju di sa ne ane nyam takwe simche mabu shioshi tu tesol pendo shio tu nyam takwe ke ane ke chik yagabri imba ina rada tindeg mabu shioshi tu tesol ane zungju shio tu wa tesol kanga seye chito nge peju sabu tu samado ane ke 아니 칼라우라 디기 내가 두고 두자 제로 삼바디 굴룽도 파샤 아니 데네 하베가 다지 규배주부터 내게 아니 내가 삼보마 지혜도 대주제도 내 제 아니 배주도 사 지교 삼삼 채워이나 오늘 타고 나란조 지고야 잡지리 미카셀라 내가 가서 지혜소나 배주 전에 용모도 깨지 그랬지도 와 요래 따서서란 게 음악에 진배 제공 뭐 중이나 미카셀지 그런 전당 때나 너무 기왕이면 내가 대보한 게 내가 가르 임반한 남도 두야 잡았다 아니 이제 집배주 뭐 소 두야 그러지 또 아테서 사 두야 그러지는 사진 사야체 딜라 배 착신 시고 맞아오체 아니 대나 가르치 그래 촉신 맞아오체 굴룽 굴룽 지 상부토네 굴룽 지 상부토네 딩에 산에 시에나 편도 시고 가만 보 시에 제 동에 시게 요요 삼시나 나는 지금도 챙겨도 내가 상상 다래다야
So here when we have that kind of arrogance or pride, there's no way sort of like that we can gain new qualities. If we have that sense of like, oh, I already have all of these qualities or my qualities are so good, those are things that, again, should always be relinquished or abandoned. We shouldn't have a kind of arrogant attitude, nor should we be motivated out of a desire for fame. That should be something that we give up at all times, as it says, at all times. Relinquish gain and fame. And then following it says, have modest desires and be easily satisfied and reciprocate kindness. And so here we all sort of when it comes to having modest desires, like we can have something where, say we have a house that's nice enough, but then we start looking at the houses around us and we think, well, you know, those houses are really nice too. I think maybe I need a nicer house. And so when we don't have sort of modest desires, when we aren't satisfied with what we have, but instead sort of look around and see things that others have, and it just increases our attachment. It's like, oh, well, I need that. I need one of those, and so forth. This is the kind of advice that instead we should have modest desires and be easily satisfied. Now, this is mainly taught to those who are ordained. Those who have taken ordination can only have like their three robes and very limited sort of possessions. And this is really in a kind of attempt to curtail those sorts of attachments that we can have, wanting to have lots of things. And so there are those situations where, yes, we need to be able to accumulate a certain amount of wealth. We need to be able to, say, sustain ourselves. Or maybe we have a goal of like, well, I'm going to accumulate $100,000. And then with that, you're able to use it to benefit lots of beings in that way. So we can have the right kind of motivation when it comes to, say, accumulating wealth. But we need to sort of be aware of this. We should have a beneficial attitude for that, not fall into this kind of trap of not being satisfied and always needing more and more and more things. So here, when it comes to our fortunes as well, this is partly determined by karma. We see that there are those who, no matter how much they seem to work, they can never get enough. They can never have enough. They're just constantly needing to have more. And there are others who, due to their karma, seem to easily get enough, even more than they might need. And so, you know, there's differences in terms of like what we get due to our past karma. But when it comes to sort of having modest desires and being easily satisfied, that doesn't mean that we say have no wealth. In my opinion, there can be those that really strive to accumulate wealth for the purpose of aiding others, for being beneficial for others, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. But for the majority of us, we should have more modest desires, at least in terms of our own needs. So as Shantideva teaches us in the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, like right now, the kind of body that we have, we should pay it its dues. Like, we take good care of our body, not sort of out of vanity, but rather in order to put it to work. When we have our body in good working condition, we can make it work. We can do virtuous things for others. And so that's why we pay our body our dues in terms of like eating good food and taking care of ourselves. And I think this can also be said for accumulating wealth. We can accumulate wealth not with the intention to just have as much as we can, but with the intention of using it for others, for giving it away for the benefit of others. So here it really depends upon our motivation. Again, we aren't just sort of like eating good food and so forth out of vanity or our own. It shouldn't be done out of our own attachment, but rather out of a recognition that this body can be used for others. And so too when it comes to wealth.
Huh? chebar wata so manzo phama manzo la keti mabo so jang re di jang yo de di tin tu ta pha so re yes cheba so keti mabo ji che yo de an di tile da maso no pha so re yes da tile so da de na nge ge ni tilai ba che ti on do che ne tile so da chi dang ni che chi me on do che ne tile so da ni mo re yes da che ti on do che ne tile so da de chi dang mabo ji nge nap sa yi Tā yāng yū tī kāna tī sī nūmbiā tū kāp yī na tāng tāng ārāng zū nē pāma lā dē pāma mē wā māngbū yū rā sū sū pāma tā chōng tsā rā māngbū yū rē Tā ngā zū yīmbā yīmbā yī na nē pāma kē tīng sō lā sā na pāma tā yō yā kē tū lā yī na nē pāma yā tū tū yē kē kō kā pā rā yō mā rā nē kā nā sā ngā mē tū kē mē kē tā chī sī jī kū tam rā wā nē tū tū yē kō rā yī kē yō mā rā Ani tinja yinpa yin tui, manzu de pama ke ketin, da namsan so tuye se yin mara. Da kiram so yinpa ni, tanda pama yue te yo yin na, ani ketin so ye te tinja chi is. Ani tanda pama meba yin na, ni so suyo ke lege to nege, ani liyan chik mi kenpa tinja, shepchi shuye ke lega tinja yinpa yin na re. Ani mi shinda ke, ta chik luk chuk yinpa yin na, te zo ke pendua chile chinpa yin na, ani pama ke, ani tile sugu yu. Na pama nungu su tanda ta, nga che tuku mi ndu ta, na pama suyo tabo, ani
Then the next line of this says, so we should have modest desires, be easily satisfied, and reciprocate kindness. And so here, this really connects with, like I was saying at the beginning, and we've talked about last time, in the sixfold cause and effect method, wanting to reciprocate or repay the kindness of our parents, reflecting on the way in which our parents have cared for us with great kindness, have showed us so much kindness in this life. There are many ways that we can repay that kindness, both in terms of, like, say, this life, I think we were talking about that last time, as well as in terms of future lives. So when it comes to like repaying the kindness of the parents of this life, some of us maybe don't have the opportunity. Our parents are already gone. Or like in my situation, even if you have your parents, if they're somewhere where you can't get to them, being that they are in China and they're like under sort of a really strict control, when they were alive, it was impossible to go back and see them. So for some of us, circumstances make it such that we can't repay the kindness of those people who were our parents, but we can also sort of extend that in other ways to reciprocate the kindness by, say, helping those who are elderly or helping children, helping others in any kind of way with that sense of reciprocating the kind of kindness that our parents showed us in this life. We too can give people help in ways in this life that reciprocate that kind of kindness.
Ani tarbatan tamje chime kovan tobe ke cheto ani anjik tinte tinte lam riba tinte tulu tutan tinte res ni she tobe tinte chungo yinba ina ani ko se chime ke chima na pa 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 ma shiwa pen to wa tanda di se chik se tigara hangi ngam suki ngu na she di se tigara ma to yu marwa ta pu ti ki ama la lapcha kya tulu tutan tinte si ya ko she ama ke che so na ani ama di kiwa chungma di chungma yaro 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 chungo warwa おじちゃんにペアを切るで、で、で、チメを切るに、あの、パマラケティソタンティテチュール。ペナチョムデデゲや、あの、チョムデデマチョンチャンナムサン、アマチョンドア。アマチョン、でね、チョムデデチムチャ。あの、ギャブ、コネテゾルタン、チュルチン。ね、サンギ、サンギ、サンギベジェラ。で、チョムデデポランがアマティクワケ、マケ、ニムシェタンテテトシテンデゲ。あの、 So
by way of like thinking about future lives, not just benefiting our mothers and fathers in this life, but thinking about how to benefit them in future lives, we can do this by giving them advice, by trying to help them in their way of thinking, turning their mind toward more virtuous, more positive ways of thinking. Like if your parents are, say, in a situation where they have a decent amount of knowledge and study and they are receptive, say, to advice, if you can give them based upon your own kind of knowledge, if you can give them advice that will help them in terms of their future lives, this is really the best way to benefit them. Like if we think about the story of the Buddha, for example, after he was born, his mother died, she passed away, and after he had grown up and renounced the kingdom and gone and sort of sought an ascetic path and then found the correct path and attained enlightenment. After he attained enlightenment, he actually went and taught to his mother. He could see through clairvoyance that she had been reborn in the heaven of 33. So although it's sort of a divine realm, it's still within samsara. And seeing that she was still within samsara, he went and gave her extensive teachings on the sutras and tantras and so forth. And due to those teachings, she attained an Arya path and in that way was able to proceed. So we have actually the kind of celebration that occurs at the Buddha's descent from the heaven of 33 when he returned after having taught his mother. So the best way, the kind of highest way that we can benefit our mothers and fathers is by teaching them, by giving them the Dharma such that they are able to benefit themselves beyond just this life. It's kind of nice to think about it this way as well, like to think that we are explaining to our mothers and fathers that when we are interacting, like for us to, you know, as listeners too, to view that as being like your own child or like a relative or something like that, it creates a feeling of closeness. I mean, sometimes when you have someone sitting up here on the throne explaining the Dharma, you can feel like they're sort of far away or sort of distant in that way. But if instead of that, we can think about ourselves as like, see ourselves as like relatives, as like mothers and children or fathers and children, however it may be. And in that way, we create a sort of feeling of closeness that I think is quite beneficial instead of like seeing as really distant and someone like sitting up on a throne up high and so forth. So that's what I have to explain. So we have some time for questions. Yeah, Rodney.
Are there equivalent teachings on love and compassion in the Hinayana tradition to induce adepts to stay in samsara to teach others? And if so, is it just treated as an elective course?
The Taegmyeong Gishung Nanglola, the Ningje, the Jampa Gomyagi, Lapcha Yorebe, the Lapcha Chatsang Yorebe. The tek chenpo nangshin ningje chenpo kyeagi lapja yorebe. So in the Theravada or in the Hinayana teachings, we see teachings on the four immeasurables, so on equanimity, joy, love, and compassion. But it's not, so when we talk about immeasurable compassion, that is distinct from great compassion. And so although in the Hinayana scriptures we see advice about how to give rise to immeasurable compassion, that's a kind of compassion that looks at all of the sufferings of sentient beings and thinks like how nice it would be if they could be freed from those sufferings. But it doesn't take the additional step of saying like, I will free them from their sufferings. That sort of attitude of like taking it on for oneself, which is really a product of great compassion, or sort of like an integral with great compassion that you have in the Mahayana teachings. So really the advice that kind of gives rise, like things that we see, like the sixfold cause and effect method that give rise to that really strong sense of like, I will do, those are lacking from the Hinayana teaching. So although there's things of like love and compassion and sort of that sense toward everybody, it's not the personal responsibility kind of element.
That to me is
I guess there are no questions.
Ani antoma to yourself Diana. To my patients.
People are hiding their questions today or something. Yeah.
With counting the black and white pebbles, I think it's easy to control actions of the body and speech. So what about when the mind is kind of wild? How do you control the mind?
Nganza ta jidang lugi chawa che da nga ki kare labya di ta dakpo gyabya tis le lawara wa ine nganza ki sem gi samlo tang tang di dakpo gyabya kale khapo do wa ani kare che go re nganza kandes
tati nganza ne tiwa dinne ga chimbo ro wa 아니 sim tapo yaya de karachasuna, yayang kumdi chebre dila, lega dila, sim di, maransu sim yagwa dila, kumdi cheba ina, kumdi katsu chungina kansam chingne, ane takar rang rangja de che tubri. Karasena, maso kyom chingne ge, samu duga jangjang kumdi che de yorwa. Kumdi che, ta samu duga dila ngansu be, kani chun yaw mare, mi chigla, chik dukja ji lawe ji samu kyeba chuda, kani chun yaw mare, namsang tak. 시계토로 공부 시계로는 남산 탁 시계고 대장 시계로는 남산 리고 네 가르치네 공하만 내가 굶지대 그걸 굶지대 제네게 먼저 다 당선 토가주네요 말 디토는 토가주네요 말에 당 안쪽이 레그심 야고 디토라는 것도 굶지 진유요 말와 굶지 진유 매매 요새 제네게 당 안쪽 네 가르치 최고다 남산 백의 상당도 파쇼 야 상당도 파쇼 지고로와 다
Yeah, this is a really important question because again, yes, it is easier in some ways to deal with our kind of physical and verbal actions, but dealing with our mind is quite difficult. And this really, it all comes down to habituation, to the habits that we create. And we need to recognize that we have been habituated since beginningless time to all of these various kinds of afflictions. So we have a great deal of familiarity with our various afflictions. It's like we don't have to train ourselves when someone says something bad to us, we're immediately, we get angry, right? And that's because we have those strong habits from having done that again and again and again. And so to create new habits, we have to do a little bit at a time. It begins with like recognizing, oh, my mind's here and I want it over here, and needing to bring that back again and again. But we don't want to sort of like overdo it, like think that we have to do it all at once or do it within one session or something like that, because we can get burnt out very easily if we just like try to do too much all at once. We have to recognize that, again, we have strong habituations to those kinds of negative tendencies, and it's not impossible to change, but it's impossible to expect like immediate change, right? It's going to be a process of sort of again and again working with our mind and sort of slowly on a regular basis in order to make changes over time. But really, yeah, it's an important point that working with the mind is really difficult, and it's a process of creating new habits, really, if that is dear. Yeah?
How should we view compassion towards ourselves?
So la ningje kye gorbes.
Tāng āzu sōsō sōsō rā nīng jī tījē tī sōsō rā jī kāngā lē chāyā gā chē tō chī kī yōyī na dī mīng lā kārā sā nīng jī lā hu yō mā rē ngī yōng lē kī ngī yōng sōsō rā kāngā lē chāyā gā chē tō lē gā chī yā tī mīng lā ngī yōng lā xī kāngā lē chāyā gā chē tō chē tī lā mīng tī lā nīng jī lā rē tā tūn tā mīng mā rā rā rī na ina sosu che to, sosu kaha traya che to tila, ming tila, nyingji lagayo maari, nyingjung lagayo.
No. Ina nganza di nyingjung rabo mena, ta nyingje kye yo marwa. Nganza di...
Re, ta sosu dunga na takto, ta kadu ina yore, ta di nganza di nyingjung, di nyingjung di dunga chi chung na maadwe be, pe na dunga chung chung, sosu naza naadwe kyo na yo maari ta, mi chung chung tila naza yorwa, me nasa ka kanga chune ge miyam yo mare de kase gore naye ge toba chune yo mare ani to wa ta che ba ta ko ba ten je ge kanga ti chune che tyo me zo na kanga ti le ta de lu yo rita ta di dung ha chung chung ji le ta de ge mi jung de yo ro wa ta mun zo na di ni jung di ye ba ju je chen a xian na sang tang de ni ji ta ku to xia ku che xia ta ko mi xia ani ko nasa ka na xia ko ni ji man ne du mara kama tinde tu maran tinde tu sam de sosol sam ta de ni jung chung chung jire sena di sam ta ha ta ko ka ha ta che de ni ning chi ri ko
So here, really in the Tibetan, we would use like different words. When it's in relation to ourself, we would actually use this sense of like renunciation, almost, of like, we have a natural wish to be free from our suffering, right? And when we have that in relation to ourself, we and this sounds maybe a little bit strange in English, but we would call that like renunciation. I mean, and that's quite natural. And when we then expand that to others, we feel compassion. So like we can have different levels of renunciation. I mean, none of us wants to suffer at any time. Like we don't want to have to experience even the slightest kinds of suffering. So like if there's some sort of little physical suffering that you're like, I don't want that, you know, you want to be freed from that. There's like a sense of wanting to be renounced or freed from that. And when you then are able to see that in relation to someone else, like genuinely recognize, oh, I don't want them to suffer, I want them to be freed from that, then we term that compassion. But it's a very natural feeling that we would have that toward ourselves first, before then being able to have that kind of toward others, if that helps.
Tangay 아니 내 주식 동부럽 시가 지나 이엄마고 아니 야고 시담했다 아니 견조 망고지 주식 동부도 나하 군예 요리 하고 지 마베톤의 시에는 대외적인 부르와 야 가시야 주식 돌아 시다든다 군유묘 인도 야 직 동부 장장 내기 때문에 마고는 약간에 요로와 대신에 지 마부 마부톤의 남다기 아니 야 개주부터네 로자에는 제다 지어로 하는 줄로자 이모인데 아니 빼하고 요래 아니 돈도 못티니 나가지 규 가서 링링 챘니니 네 슈토에 나랑게 되고 찌기 아니 나랑 상마게 너랑 남조 잡지래샤 아니 로자마고 야고 요로 아니 먼저 쳐서게네 미게 고게 본저더네 레와요 요래 아니 못티니 챘니니 가서 링링 치 대토에게 아 듬바땅으로 치시고 영야래와
So here, I really am trying to make an effort to explain things in a sort of like understandable language. I think that if we use really sort of high technical terminology, it can be just difficult to understand. So I'm trying to explain things sometimes in ways that are really just using this the like baseline kind of language. I don't know that my explanation would be right using sort of high Dharma words or that we would all be able to understand that well. So my hope is to be able to benefit you, really to be able to meet people where they are at. And my hope here is to be able to keep explaining and giving teachings for as long as I am able to. So we have the kind of conditions at the center to be able to have that. And so my hope is to be able to, continue to give teachings to you all for a long time. So.
Thank you.